WebmasterRadio.fm has compressed thousands of podcasts and all of our radio shows into the ultimate internet marketer's knowledge base. Introducing the WebmasterRadio.fm mobile app, absolutely free and now available for iPhone and Android users. Listen to our live broadcast at the push of a button or access our complete archive of shows, past and present, like SEO 101, Affiliate Buzz, The Shoe Money Show, The Daily Searchcast, and so much more. Download it from the iTunes App Store or the Google Play Store today.
Mobilizing your marketing efforts. Welcome to Mobile Presence. Discover the best practices for tracking and targeting mobile marketing. Our hosts will take you inside the latest trends in mobile technology and help you make the most out of the mobile web. Learn about the latest strategies and trends in the world of mobile, web development, search, email marketing, text message marketing, and more. Leverage your mobile presence today. Now, prepare to get mobilized.
Welcome to Mobile Presence, presented by SkyWireInc.com. I'm Shahab Zaghari with SkyWire Inc., and I'm joined by
Kim Dushinsky with Mobile Marketing Profits.
Just want to thank you for listening in this week. Also, thanks for liking our Facebook page, facebook.com/mobilepresence. If you haven't liked us on there yet, do so and join in on the conversation. Today, we're actually going to go over an article, an amazing article that Kim wrote very recently in the past week, and it's titled Five Best Practices for Mobile Marketing. So just to start off, Kim, what types of things did you have to research? Because obviously, you know, the two of us were knee-deep in mobile marketing, but what kinds of things did you have to actively seek out in order to write and complete the article?
Well, yeah, that's a good question. I always start with where the consumers are in mobile, like what's going on with the consumers, because I think it's really easy, you know, for us in the mobile field, we really get sidetracked with, the latest tools or the latest, the latest apps
software.
Or
anything.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like the, you know, the Jelly thing, you know, like, oh my gosh, is Jelly the latest, you know, greatest thing or whatever. And I always start with the consumers. What are they doing on mobile? And then look backwards to the business. So that's the way I approached the article was
okay.
That.
Mm-hmm. So what's number one?
Well, number one is something that we actually talked about on a show. I think it was our Christmas Day show, actually. And it was about mobilizing your email. And I think that's one of the things that I think businesses are just really maybe not even thinking about in terms of their mobile strategy. And I think it's just so important since it's over 51% of people that are checking their email on a smartphone, often checking their email on a smartphone or tablet. I think it's probably close to 100% checking it there, but
at least checking it and then responding later or something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, I know a lot of people who forget to email me back because of that.
Right.
You know, like, you know what? I saw it on my phone. No, but truthfully, you know, who wants to pinch and zoom on their smartphone when it's an email? It's so
right.
Annoying. You need, you know, and businesses need to be conscious of that. I think that's, you know, I definitely agree.
Yeah. Well, and you know, we're all unsubscribing. I did the Unroll Me thing. Have you tried that yet?
Mm-hmm. Unroll.me.
Oh my gosh, I was scared when I had 800 subscriptions and I was like, oh, and some of them were really not. They were kind of some duplicates and stuff, but I took a couple hundred. And, nobody has time for all this. So it's like if there's any reason that they're going to unsubscribe and if the fact that their email doesn't look good on mobile, and that's why, because 30% of people are doing that.
30%. That's huge.
Yeah. They're unsubscribing if 3 in 10, if it's not mobile friendly, they just unsubscribe because it's going to be a pain for them moving forward.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like a no-brainer, but it really is something that a lot of businesses just glossing over, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. So I think that's why I put it as number one.
I think also another part of your article, and I don't mean to cut you off here, but that I found really interesting was that, okay, not only should the email be mobile friendly, but every link that's in the email should lead to a mobile ready destination. And that's mm-hmm. also another thing that, you know, fancy marketing department putting together this really aesthetically pleasing email newsletter. It's mobile friendly. And then all of a sudden, you click one of the links and you who knows where you are.
Yeah. That's basic. I mean, that's so basic for me. I can't even imagine that they're not thinking of it, but it's critical. And if I see one more two column email, I'm just going to scream. I'll probably be screaming in about 2 minutes after we're done with our show. Cause that's what happens.
So number two, leading us to number two, is make your website responsive. And I remember when we had Craig on the show, mm-hmm. and that was kind of, you know, what we were asking him, what do you think, you know, 2013 and leading into 2014 is all about? And that's exactly what he said. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of the initial move was to make mobile versions of the websites. Now, you know, as long as it is responsive and can handle being on a tablet and on a mobile phone as well as desktop, then, you know, it's kind of the best of all worlds.
Well, and for me, I think the clincher is that Google says they prefer it when you are using mobile responsive. So they'll send traffic to a mobile only site. They'll send traffic to, what's dynamic, so the site actually changes if it's mobile versus if it's desktop. But they said their preference is just plain responsive. So, you know, my thing is if Google, it's a good thing.
Yeah, and I like the little tip in there. Go ahead, jump into your analytics, whether it's Google Analytics or, you know, fancy paid version, and kind of, you know, look at the numbers. You know, how many of your visitors are mobile visitors? Mm-hmm. How many of them are visiting you from a desktop computer?
You know, I ran across something this week that was kind of interesting. I'm working with a client and they're doing pay-per-click advertising, and their mm-hmm. pay-per-click vendor doesn't have any mobile ads turned on. I found out when I logged into there. I'm like, oh my God, you're missing mobile ads. Oh gosh. And then I was in their Yelp dashboard, and Yelp has some interesting statistics about mobile. I didn't realize this, but they have a little, when you log in as a business into the Yelp platform, they'll show you, you know, how many visitors. And one of the things it said was that 27% of the visitors that were on this company's profile on Yelp had come from a mobile device.
Interesting.
Like 27%.
I didn't know Yelp gave you that, you know, that much data.
I didn't either, and when I was in there logged in, I was able to see that, and so it made
what
it
kind
really,
of company was it?
It's a home services company. So they it's actually bed bugs. So he does bed bug removal. Yeah, I know it's gross, but my gosh, when you need them, you sure want to find them.
Yeah, it's probably people itching in bed, and then they grab their phone. I need a bed bug guy now.
Right,
that's
you
funny.
Know, yeah. So yeah, but 27%. I was just like, wow, that is huge. And then to think that sort of the pay per click company that they're working with is so clueless about that, it really made me want to. He'll be switching pay-per-click companies.
So cool. So what's number three?
Number three is about business listings. And again, this goes to, you know, what consumers are doing. You know, when they take a search for something, they go into these local listings. And on mobile, it's such a mobile play because all of these companies serve up these results on mobile as well. So the other thing I like about this is it's free for businesses to do these listings. They can themselves, or they can, you know, you can hire a company, or you can, you know, just get in there and claim your listing and do it.
As opposed to the old school phone book approach where you pay to play kind of thing.
Yes, right, exactly. And this, and it all sort of ties in as well, because if you have your, if your main site is responsive, and then you put your listings up, and then someone finds you through the listings and then clicks through on mobile, it'll all just work. And so, again, the best practices all kind of layer upon each other. And I think that's really, it's important.
That's important. Yeah, definitely.
So, yeah.
So what were the listing sites that you mentioned in the article? Yelp, for sure, right?
Yes, Yelp is on there. Google Places, obviously, or Google Plus. I guess it's Google Plus Local. Google Places, they sort of rename them all the time. Bing, Yahoo Local, Yelp, and Merchant Circle. And there's a million of these. And I think it's good to just start with something and do it, and then, you know, and then add on later. But a lot of businesses get overwhelmed by, you know, if I say there's 100, they're going to say, well, I can't ever do 100, so I won't do any. So, you know.
Yeah, I've never heard of Merchant Circle. Have you had a lot of experience with it?
No, not really. It just keeps showing up on all of the, like, I did a lot of research to come with these five, and several places had them in their, you know, in their top. So I went ahead and, you know, put it in there.
That's interesting. I think I'll have to check that out in a little bit. There's one thing that wasn't on your list, and I'm just wondering why. Foursquare. Was there a specific reason you didn't put that in there, or was it just you wanted to list the top five?
I think I just went with the top five, and I'm also, I don't know, I'm a little bit, I'm personally sort of over Foursquare. You know,
I think
a
lot of
that
people
that,
might be, actually.
Yeah. So that's kind of why.
Cool. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to take a break in a minute. But when we get back, let's finish up the rest of the, you know, top five tips. And then, you know, kind of recap what we talked about and, you know, go from there. So we're going to go to break and we'll be right back.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
There are many things we would love to catch. Catching the final out of a baseball game.
And that's the ball game.
Reeling that big catch of the day. Or catching a ride home.
Taxi!
How about catching more attention, like the biggest retail brands on earth? Introducing Catchy.com, where they sell short, branded, attractive.com domain names. Use a short and catchy brand, just like Sony, Visa, and Nike, for your next business venture. You can even rent to own for as low as $100 a month. Catch a big break for your business with Catchy.com.
Ever wondered how you could have access to your own SEO expert, paid search specialist, or social media wizard? Looking for help with your affiliate, display media, or email marketing? Look no further than the folks at Fang Digital Marketing. Fang Digital specializes in both paid and organic search, social media, display, and mobile advertising solutions, and is staffed by industry veterans from Google, Yahoo, and one of the industry's most influential PPC experts. Fang Digital's award-winning staff stays on top of the latest in digital trends and offer tailored solutions so they can audit your progress and build a roadmap to your success. Learn more about their expanding range of full-service strategic marketing solutions at fangdigital.com. That's FANGdigital.com.
I'm John Ball, and I'm one of the founders of Page One Power. Page One Power is a custom link building firm based in Boise, Idaho. We increase search rankings and web traffic for world-class brands and mom-and-pop shops all around the globe. Our link building strategies work because we focus on relevancy and quality, and we don't outsource anything. Our in-house staff of professional writers and researchers is the best in the industry. We're the link builders you've been looking for. Visit us today at pageonepower.com.
Advance your affiliate marketing efforts every week on Affiliate Buzz. Our hosts, James and Arlene Martell, are here to inspire, inform, and motivate you with expert insight, interviews, and information that will increase your bottom line. Affiliate Buzz, on demand anytime inside the Affiliate Marketing Channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
mobilizing your marketing efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence on WebmasterRadio.fm. Here are your hosts.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence, presented by SkyWireInc.com. My name is Shahab Zaghari from SkyWire Inc.
And I'm Kim Dushinsky with Mobile Marketing Profits.
And again, today we are speaking about Kim's article, Five Best Practices for Mobile Marketing. Kim, can you give the listeners the specific URL for that? We'll link it on the Facebook as well, but just so that they can have it now.
Sure, sure. It's actually a guest post on Salesforce.com. It's got a really long URL, so I went ahead and made a redirect. And it's mobilemarketingprofits.com/5best. And you can either use or spell it out, either way. Five best.
Easy mobilemarketingprofits.com. Peasy.
Yeah.
Cool. Does that cost you a lot to make those short URLs? Or is it just something that you can do?
Yeah, no, I use WordPress, and there's a WordPress plugin called Redirection. It's a free plugin, and you can just log into your back end of your WordPress site and do it. It's super easy.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, it works like a charm. I love cool. free tools.
Me too. So mobilize your email, that was first. Make your website responsive, that was second. Create robust business listings, all of which, again, very important. And like you said, kind of, play with each other, and when you are on Yelp or you're on Google Places on your phone and you click through to the website, the website's responsive, then it's all a very seamless experience and no one gets annoyed, and that adds to your credibility.
Right.
So what's number four? Are we on number four? Yeah, number four.
Yeah, number four. Using mobile to get more reviews. One of the things that's really important on these business listings and Yelp and Google Plus and all this is to have good reviews. Mm-hmm. And I think that a lot of businesses can benefit by just putting it out there, asking for the review in a very gentle way. I had a really good example of this. I was at a restaurant, and when I got my check, there was a little piece of paper in there that had, it had the TripAdvisor logo on it, and a QR code that went straight to their TripAdvisor listing. And so, the guy came, brought me my check. I gave him my card. He left to go, process my card. And while I was sitting mm-hmm. there, I just grabbed my phone, used the QR code, and wrote them a TripAdvisor review right there while I was just sitting there. By the time he got back, I signed my thing and off I went. And I didn't have to wait
till I got home.
Which is the opportune
time to do it.
Yeah,
that's good. I'm going to interject here, just give a little kind of a side note. Similar situation, but not necessarily for reviews. There's actually a product that SkyWire offers, and it's for restaurants. It's for clubs, bars, things like that. Let's say, for example, someone is at a restaurant, they're eating food, and it's disgusting, or that it's cold, or there's something wrong with it. They hop onto Twitter, or they hop somewhere and they, give a bad review or whatever it is, you can actually offer them a coupon right then and there and have it sent straight to their phone. And it's not like something, because, usually what happens is you go somewhere, they give you the receipt and they say, hey, guess what? At the end of this receipt, you go home, you fill it out, you get $5 off your next purchase.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then what good does that do, right?
Mm-hmm.
So with this kind of survey, you can send them a text. It's a survey. How well was your meal? If they say it was not, to my liking, then boom, manager can go in, approve it, and send them a coupon that can be utilized on the check that they're going to pay right now.
Yeah.
So it kind of reminded me, because you said, yeah, you were sitting there, and you said, hey, could you give us a review? I mean, someone goes home, what's the likelihood that they would do that review on TripAdvisor? Maybe
right.
not. More specifically, they would if it was a bad experience, right?
Right.
So, yeah, that's great. That's
yep.
great. Those are both restaurant examples, weren't they?
Yep. That's you're good, yeah. Well, I have an example for the fifth best practice as well, which is to carefully consider doing a mobile app. I think a lot of companies, I think we're past the reflex action of businesses saying, okay, I want to do mobile, I'm going to do an app. But I think businesses need to really consider, you know, one, if they do need to do it, and then two, like what the customers would really like. And this is an example, again, from my real life. My daughter and I were at Planet Fitness, and we're working out. And when they've got their TV up there, and they had a Planet Fitness channel going, and one of the things they showed was that they have a Planet Fitness app. And so when we left, driving away, and I said, you know, I saw they had an app. I'm going to see what it is. And she said, yeah, I saw there was a QR code on my elliptical. And so we started talking about how cool it would be if the app would let you, you know, scan the QR code on the machine and it would track your workout for you, right? So like we started fantasizing what we wanted this app to do. And we got it really excited. Like that would be great. Like you just, you know, scan and go and life's good. I check the app and all it is, it's like a mobile website. It helps you find locations. And I was just like, what? It's like a dumbed down version of their mobile web, of their web. And I was so disappointed.
So, ding, ding, ding. Anybody who's making cold calls, call up Planet Fitness. They need a mobile app that does what Kim wants it to do.
Yeah, I was like, wow. So,
imagine kind of like a, those member cards that casinos have that keeps track of how much you spend. And so scan the QR code. Okay, you were on the elliptical for 25 minutes and you were at the, That's a great idea.
Exactly. If you could scan it and it would say, okay, the leg press, you know, how many reps, and you just type it in and then it would track you. I was like, wow, that would be cool.
Whoever does end up setting that up, they need to send you royalties. The original idea.
Yes, please. But
that is interesting. There's, you know, initially a lot of businesses were quick to jump into apps, and you know, they saw very little engagement because of things like that, where it's essentially just a mobile website. So, you know, what are the things that businesses should look into before spending the time to research and, implement an app?
Well, I think it all goes back to, you know, just how we started. This is, what do the consumers want? You know, how do they want to interact with your business in a repeated manner? And what kind of things can you do with your app that would make it an amazing experience? And if you can answer that, I think then, you know, you're off and running, because then it just makes the whole, you know, how do I market this thing? How do I get people to download it? How do I get them to use it again? If that is handled up front, then it's all going to fall in place.
And you were telling me something about Peggy's,
In my article, I one of the resources that I include is actually Peggy's book, The Everything Guide to Mobile Apps, Affordable Mobile App Development for Your Business. So she's the author of that book, and it is on Amazon if you look for it. So we have a really great mobile app expert right here on the call with us all the time, and just wanted to point out her book because it's a really good one.
Yeah, and she's writing another one this week, right?
Is that what she's doing?
She's attending
headed to Mobile World Congress next week, I think. So
that will be interesting. I always love picking her brains when she goes to those things.
I know.
I hope our listeners love it too, because it's always a wealth of information. Yes. So the Everything Guide to Mobile Apps, a practical guide to affordable mobile app development. Again, if you need the link to that, it's on the article, mobilemarketingprofits.com/5best. So any last, bits of advice for our listeners, looking at mobile marketing before we go to break?
I think just pay attention to your customers. what they want to do with mobile is what you should let them do and help them do.
Beautiful. Okay, well, we're going to break. We'll be right back.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Johnson, what's this mantis I keep hearing about? Do we need to call an exterminator?
No, sir. Moby Mantis is our new SMS marketing tool.
SM what?
SMS. Text messaging. Moby Mantis lets us communicate directly with our customers in real time. We can send promos, coupons. It even lets our customers market for us by sharing offers with their friends online. It's been great for business.
Sounds expensive.
Actually, I signed us up for an extended free trial. It hasn't cost us a dime.
Good work, Johnson. I guess the only thing we'll be exterminating is the competition.
To get your free extended trial of Moby Mantis, text RADIO to 21691. That's RADIO to 21691 for Moby Mantis.
Oh yeah, my day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use CertifiedKnowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
Building better search engine rankings takes the right formula. Tracking those rankings is super simple. All you need is AuthorityLabs.com. Authority Labs uses automated daily rank tracking tools to monitor your site's performance or leverage their API to build your own tools. No matter what animal-labeled algorithms affect your ranking, you should be using Authority Labs. Unlimited users for no additional cost and white labeling can help keep your clients updated and save countless hours of creating reports. Whether you're running sites with just a few or millions of keywords, what you need is AuthorityLabs.com.
It's time to get fired up. Fired Up is a show that delivers both business impact and social importance. Our host, Gordon Rudell, will share ideas on how to create higher returns on your communication investments by engaging the people who matter most. Fired Up with Gordon Rudell, on demand anytime, inside the Culture and Business Channel, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Mobilizing your marketing efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence on WebmasterRadio.fm. Here are your hosts.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence, presented by SkyWireInc.com. My name is Shahab Zaghari from SkyWire Inc.
And I'm Kim Dushinsky with Mobile Marketing Pro.
Again, thanks for listening in this week. Current events or anything else mobile-wise you want to talk about before we head out, Kim?
Well, you know, I love Super Bowl commercials, and I love looking at the mobile aspect of Super Bowl commercials. And in fact, I've, from 2009, 2010, so like the last few years, I have done sort of a mobile commentary about the Super Bowl, and this year I really didn't because there really wasn't too much to say. I think Twitter.
Why not?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think it was way more of a social play. I didn't see any text-ins or anything like that. I think it was way more about just social, which I think most people would have been doing via mobile. But way more of a social thing than mobile.
Interesting. So it was a lot of Facebook, Twitter.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, I love Super Bowl commercials. It's actually part of my job to look at what everybody else is doing and see what, you know, works and what doesn't work and things like that. But never really thought to look at the, you know, the mobile aspect, the contest aspect of it.
You know what was interesting is it kind of doing that. I went back and looked at my commentary in 2009, and I don't know if you remember, but that was the year they had the Denny's commercial, the free breakfast,
mm-hmm.
where they announced and gave everyone a free breakfast if you came, and you know, people were lined up around the block for the free breakfast and all this. And at the time, my commentary was that it was a mobile miss because I said they should have had in the commercial the ability for people to text in to get the nearest location, because what happened was the site crashed after, you know, well, during the Super Bowl, the site crashed because people were looking for where the nearest Denny's was on their, you know, site. And so I said if they'd had people text in to find the location and then had them opt into a text list, they mm-hmm. could have built a killer SMS list, and they could still be reaping rewards from that commercial today if they had built a list. And so again, it's there you go on the royalties, you know, like, yeah, imagine if they would have just had people, you know, text in to say, you know, yeah, I'm getting the free breakfast, and then they're on the list and they could get another one in the next month or something. And
yeah,
I don't
exactly.
know.
Exactly. Yeah, actually SkyWire has, an entire suite of, SMS, marketing. There's one whole suite called Mobile Connect, and you know, that's literally what you can do. You can even go one step further and do polls where you say, hey, you know, thank you for opting in, but what kinds of messages are you interested in? Are you interested in, you know, again, let's just choose, you know, a venue, let's say a nightclub, right? So are you interested in clubs? Are you interested in, you know, acoustic music shows? Are you interested in conferences? And then based on what they answer, so they can, you know, text A, B, or C. If they do B, then they will only receive event information. They won't receive conference information. They won't receive nightclub information. And that way, they'll feel more, you know, it'll be more tailored to them. So, you know, you can do things like that. And you know, again, keep sending them messages that, you know, as opposed to a one-time, here you go, this is it, and we're not going to keep your info, and we're done, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's really cool. That, like, the interacting and, you know, because I have there's a mall out here that I'm on their list, and, you know, I stay on it, of course, but it's, you know, probably about one in five of the texts I get from them is relevant to me. And the other ones are stores I don't shop at there. And so, you know, it kind of is a little bit, you know, if they could tailor it, I think they'd get a better response. That's really interesting.
They would definitely get a better response. You know what I mean? Because it's all about, I mean, the thing that has never changed from ancient Mesopotamia until now is customers are always thinking, what's in it for me? You know, that's always the case. It's never changed, regardless of social media or what, you know, technology. And, you know, if you start sending things that are just a blanket offer, guess what? People are going to start opting out. And that's email, SMS, you know, what have you. I think the coolest SMS campaign we had last year was the Pepsi Beyonce giveaway. You know, hired us for, you know, used Coupon Connect, which is a suite inside Mobile Connect. And they did a giveaway for one of Beyonce's concerts. And, you know, I had a lot of people texting in. Again, I don't think Pepsi's using those entries, again, to, you know, continue to market to. But, I mean, really, it was a really cool little campaign.
Right.
So... interesting. So not really any mobile thing in the Super Bowl.
Didn't see
a lot
it.
Of social stuff.
Yep.
That's interesting. Was it a lot more Facebook?
No, it was really Twitter was the big winner.
Twitter was the big winner.
Yeah. Yep. I even saw that go by in Twitter about people saying, like, gosh, I'm not even seeing any Facebook stuff going by.
Interesting. Okay, cool. Well, we're pretty much out of time. Again, we always kind of nervous about a half-hour show, but we have so much to talk about that it goes by really quick.
It does.
So, again, thank you for listening in this week. Just want to let you know, again, Peggy won't be joining us next week. Hopefully we have a nice little guest lined up for you. Again, check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/mobilepresence. Don't forget, you can actually search Mobile Presence on iTunes, Stitcher, or listen to the show on the Webmaster Radio mobile app, which you can download from iTunes App Store or Google Play. Again, thank you for joining us for Mobile Presence, presented by SkyWireInc.com. You can contact me on Twitter at Shahab Zaghari, Zaghari. You can also email us at skywireinc.com. Kim, how can they contact you?
Well, at kimdushinsky.com, KIMDUSHINSKI is my mobile business card. And again, the article is at mobilemarketingprofits.com/5best.
Perfect. So again, thank you. Don't forget, every minute is mobile, so make every minute count. We'll see you next week.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.